So the plan is we will have trainings with county EMS. And then once our full-time staff is hired, which wouldn't be until construction time, because that's when we'll have the full route, because right now we're still working planners. So we'll have the full route at that point, and we'll hire our full-time staff that will be, you know, living locally. They have to be. We will have trainings with those staff and the EMS together. So if something does happen, it won't be the first time that they're working together. Everyone will know and be on the same page on how to handle a situation like that. And then just another thing, talking about safety, we have the valves. There will be regular maintenance that those people will be handling. There's a lot that goes into it. And if you haven't looked into those regulations, I highly recommend it to everyone, because it does show you how stringent, I guess, they are